Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weavesday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Welcome to Weavesday Wednesday.
I'm the Cannabis Kid, and you got Belle Starr here.
And Space Kid.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How's it going, tech guy?
What's up?
Good morning, Grand Island. What's
Good
up,
morning.
Really, huh?
What's up?
He's like, I'm going to cut your show off right now. Good morning, kids. How's it going out there in Weed World, Weedland? Weedland. Weedland. Like it.
We got an awesome show for you today.
Always have an awesome show for you. We thought we were going to have an awesome guest, but we're going to next week. This week, you're going to listen to our awesomeness. yeah, I don't know if Cam's kids paying attention to that. He's like, we what? We have awesomeness?
We have awesomeness all the time.
We do. So today we're just going to be smoking strains on air and reviewing them. And although, I did just make a blend. So
what did you make?
I made a bubblegum G13 blend.
That sounds fantastic.
It's going to be interesting. But the next half of the show, we're going to do something that's called Grand Dream. We got this at the cannabis
Grand
company.
Grand Dream.
I did not do that. Did not do that.
I think that was you, Belle Starr.
No, Cannabis Kid, I did not do that.
I did not do that.
All right. So what's going on in Weed World?
Well,
if you go to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com, you can check it out. We've got news posted. We've got science stuff up there. We've got our certification days posted and our radio show, the law. If you guys want to know where.
That's one of my favorite ones. I
cannot use your weed.
Yeah, know how.
Yeah, know how to be responsible with your cannabis, kids. Because cannabis kids. Because it's important to play by the rules here. Come get a card. Come down to Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come get a card, and we'll get you certified, and we'll get you educated, and we'll get you some hemp oils in the meantime if you want some pain relief. People with arthritis, this stuff is awesome.
Letting people know and just how important it is to have your card.
Yeah.
Arizona is one of the states that has...
Fifth worst
that has heavy heavy fines and
jail time, a felony to your name
for you.
Yes, it's waiting for you.
Yeah,
if you don't have your medical card,
you are in possession of cannabis or
paraphernalia. Your accessories.
If you use it on a regular basis, you should have your card.
Or at all. Get your card. It's just a little safeguard. It's not, you know, no system is perfect. It's not a guarantee. Nothing is.
You're not on any list.
But, well, you are.
I am on a list.
But no one can get to it.
Because of HIPAA.
Well, yeah. We say no one lightly because, you know, recovering.
I understand. But if anyone is...
The man will find you.
The man.
The point is, if anyone does do that...
The man's in trouble if he does it.
You got a nice little HIPAA lawsuit.
We know the man. We know the man. We know him. The man's all right with us. All right. So, if you go to Oh, why don't you check out, we were just talking about the law and being compliant. Why don't you read a little bit about who can possess marijuana in Arizona. I love he has a touch screen. He just went up to the screen and blew it up. That's not even fair. All right.
So qualifying patients who have registered for the ADHS and have been issued a registry identification card. A qualifying patient is a person who has been diagnosed and certified by the Arizona licensed MD or ND who has a qualifying medical condition and then obtains the Arizona Medical Marijuana Registry ID card, the green card.
The green card.
From the ADHS within what I say usually say 10 to 12 days.
Well, yeah.
But
somebody wrote to us the other day, gave us an awesome review and said they got their card in 4 days.
So come on in and get it.
That was a miracle.
That is pretty awesome. Qualifying medical conditions include cancer, glaucoma, HIV and AIDS, hepatitis C, Crohn's disease, Alzheimer's, ALS, chronic debilitating disease, or medical conditions, or its treatment. One of the ones that you always see a lot of people out there is using it for chronic pain.
Fibromyalgia, migraines.
Right. Sciatica. Mm-hmm. I mean, all kinds of different things fall into this chronic pain that...
Totally fall into that one.
That you wake up every day and you have.
Now with hash.
Wasting syndrome, seizures, severe and persistent muscle spasms, and including multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
ID cards need to be renewed every year.
Only once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike with your regular prescription meds that you have to go back to, 30, 60, 90 days to see your doctor, you only have to go to your doctor one time, folks, just once a year to say you have a chronic something, anything on this list, and you can get your card. If you don't have records, you can still come to Tumbleweeds Health Center and bring whatever you do have, if you have anything, old or not. But if they're not within the last 12 months, we can help you with an evaluation and start to get you established with your medical records.
It's a really, really simple process going in and having everything
you need.
Don't
make it hard, folks.
Yeah.
This is
Belle telling you, check out the Tumbleweeds website. They give you a little checklist of everything that you need to bring in.
Total rundown.
Who you need to talk to.
Yeah.
If you are having any kind of fear that your doctor is not going to give you your medical records, these are your medical records. They're not his medical records, her medical records. These are yours. They're yours. I don't know what else to say. So go in, talk to the ladies at the front, and they should be able to send those over to you.
And they will.
Non-profit medical marijuana dispensaries will be where you will be heading once you get your card. And it says a not-for-profit that sells and cultivates and delivers marijuana to qualifying patients or designated caregivers. Dispensaries must be licensed by the ADHS to legally operate.
Yes.
Find that out. That's just be doing a little research on what dispensaries to actually go to.
I'll put a list up on Facebook for you kids.
Because
there's a list out there. You can always find it in the Tucson Weekly, actually. Every week they've got a medical marijuana article, coupons, discount.
But it's not every dispensary.
What's not every dispensary? That delivers?
That is in...
They have a list for Tucson. They have a Tucson list.
And everyone's in there?
Yeah, we've got it at the Tumbleweeds Health Center. We've got the little cutout, so we'll check it out.
All right.
We'll keep you posted.
So it says designated caregivers are registered with ADHS and have been issued a registry identification card, which allows them to grow and dispense medical marijuana for up to 5 medical marijuana patients. To qualify to become a caregiver, you must be 21 years of age. You must be agreed to assist 1 to 5 qualifying patients with their medical marijuana use.
And you must not have been convicted of a drug felony and be fingerprinted for a background check. Qualifying patients can designate a caregiver on their ADHS application if desired, or so when you come in to get certified and you at that time you can say, hey, I have a caregiver, I know their information, you have to have all their name, address, birthday, all that good stuff. And you can do that at the time of your certification, or you can do that at a later date. but the application fee for a designated caregiver is an additional $200 on top of the state fee and the doctor and processing fee you're already paying. I don't know why the state did that. Very strange.
Kim, I have someone calling. Bellstar, I have some questions.
We have a blogger?
Uh-huh.
All right.
What are some of the things that you have to go through as far as, you know, handling and being a caregiver? What are your, what are the, some of the things that you have to go through? Like, you, so you say you have three patients, and are you just merely getting them medication?
If you're, if your patients live 25 miles away from a dispensary, you can grow for them. If not, you're basically handling their medication. So you can go get it for them, deliver it to them. You can't use it unless you're a patient yourself, but, you know, don't use someone else's stuff. But you're basically their contact for medication. So they can go to dispensaries for you and bring it back to you. So you
are you providing them education or anything like that?
I don't think it's required. A good caregiver should, but I don't think it's required at all. There's not a lot required, yeah.
I just felt like that being one of the major things that would be involved with being a caregiver is, you mean, caring for some of your...
Right.
I think education should be involved.
Well, it should be.
I think that should be one of the, like, the prereqs. If you're going to be a caregiver, you have to take care of your patient in all aspects.
Very true, speaking. You know? That's what exactly
it
how
it should
I was
be, but there it's just like the state doesn't mandate testing on medication right now in dispensaries, which is absurd.
So
that's like letting pharmacies just run rampant with pills and be like, you know, now they're all selling meth behind the counter and they're not getting seriously. So how much medical marijuana can a qualifying patient possess? Well, you can have, you can purchase and carry up to 2.5 ounces of usable marijuana every 2 weeks. I don't know what the word usable means, because you can use any and all of that little beautiful plant. If the patient is authorized to grow, they can possess up to 12 plants. A designated caregiver may possess up to 2.5 ounces of usable medical marijuana for each qualifying patient and up to 12 plants for each patient, maximum of 5 patients. And where in Arizona can you not use medical marijuana? Here's where not to use it. Medical marijuana cannot be smoked in any public facility or public area, schools, park, buses, etc. What if it's a tour bus and you're willing,
I smoked in a park
that's
before.
That's private, though. That's a private bus.
And then you do it anyway. That's true.
I smoked in a park before.
You smoked in a park before?
I feel bad.
You feel bad?
No, but I needed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cigarette smokers are way worse.
Yeah.
Leaving their butts everywhere.
Yeah. Medical marijuana can be consumed in edible form in public places, though, so you can just
munch away.
Oh, my gosh. Get those brownies out.
Get your gummy bears.
Wow.
But don't overdo it.
Get your brownies. Yeah. Don't go Sonic Wendy on.
Don't get couch locked on the park bench
don't
for
fall
like 8 hours.
Don't fall asleep for 15 minutes of
that
your
show.
That might
be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those are...
Minors.
The apricot... I had some apricots a couple months ago, and they were pretty delicious.
Medicated apricots?
Dried apricots.
Oh. Bring them on. I should eat them all.
Oh.
That sounds really yummy in my belly.
Well, at this hour, now we're doing an experiment with grapefruit.
Oh, you are?
Well, yeah, I'm doing an experiment with grapefruit. Yeah, I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's quite interesting.
I love experiments.
About how this is going to go.
Where did we go?
So you just be careful, like Facing said, don't eat too many brownies in public. So persons cannot be prosecuted for being near someone who is legally using or possessing medical marijuana in Arizona. Adult care facilities can adopt rules for the use of medical marijuana at their facilities. What other restrictions do qualifying patients need to know when using medical marijuana? Anyone can get a DUI if marijuana is found in their system, including medical marijuana patients.
What?
Well, yeah, if you're impaired, if you're out eating like 6 brownies driving around, you're like driving 30 in the fast lane.
That's true.
Not good. An employer cannot penalize a medical marijuana patient for a positive drug test for marijuana unless the patient used possessed or was impaired by marijuana on the employment premises or during hours of employment. Same thing with prescription meds. You can't take so much off, so you go to work and you're drooling on your typewriter and you can't do your minutes. Same thing. If you're going to take your meds, be responsible, but they can't fire you for it. Just like they can't fire someone for being on Vicodin at work if they broke their back and they're coming to work anyway.
Well, depending on what they're doing. I mean, if they're doing a desk job, that's legit.
But there are actual jobs. They're called safety-type positions where they cannot, or you can't get your, you shouldn't get your card for bus drivers, air traffic control.
No.
Pilots, things like that. So, but they do. They all do. Health insurance companies and the federal government still consider marijuana an illegal substance.
Yeah.
That was courtesy of AZ Marijuana. All right, thank you, AZMarijuana.com.
So that's going to have to change.
Oh, no, it is changing. It's not happening. It's been not going to happen.
I'm going to find. I'll have some more information about that next week.
Oh, it's changing.
I'm going to find out. Insurance companies?
It's changing away. You know what? I had some strange incidences with my computer last night, and I couldn't download my news articles that I wanted to download. What is wrong with you this morning?
My dad is acting up.
He is going cuckoo on the couch here. He needs some more of this. That might help.
I've been doing a lot of that.
Okay, why cannabis is really
I can't actually really even see this. We have to go to this one right here.
Oh, okay.
But this was actually by Arizona Medical Marijuana Blog.
Okay.
And
what we got?
Where
is it? Okay. Well, last week we talked about juicing raw marijuana yielding positive results. And I just want to read this again because.
Why do we not talk about juicing?
I love it. We love it. One young woman diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis 3 years ago was fed up with the side effects and ineffectiveness of the liver destroying anti rheumatic drugs her doctors were giving her. So she decided to take matters into her own blender. Katie Marsh's Daily Relief is a smoothie with fruit yogurt and thawed-juiced cannabis. After trying other natural anti-inflammatory remedies like turmeric and ginger, her pain continued to worsen and she became more and more debilitated. It got so bad that I had trouble getting out of bed, getting off and on the toilet, and even dressing myself, she said to Fox News. Upon a friend's advice, Ms. Marsh decided to try juicing marijuana. She soon sought out Dr. Courtney, co-founder of the International Cannabis Foundation, a leading expert in raw dietary cannabis. When it's consumed as a leafy green vegetable, you get the whole profile of the plant, said Dr. Courtney. I love that. The whole plant profile.
Whole plant profile?
Whole plant profile. Unlike heated forms of cannabis, raw dietary cannabis contains both the terpenes and chemical compounds in the correct portion and ratio. Some 8,000 of his patients, he says, have seen positive effects from ingesting raw dietary cannabis, whether juice, blended, or chopped into coleslaw. According to Courtney, one of the biggest benefits is the positive effects cannabis has on the body's endogenous cannabinoid system, which is made up of endocannabinoids, or chemical compounds found throughout the body that perform different processes. I believe this plant, having evolved over millions of years, is put together to support that system, he said. As for Katie Marsh, it's working like a charm. Once she learned what strains to look for, she started juicing every day. I saw results very quickly. Within a matter of a couple days, I was able to stop prednisone and ibuprofen. Holy cow.
Those are some big ones, folks. I mean,
prednisone, that's huge.
Even think about how taking away, not even taking an ibuprofen or an aspirin every day.
Nearly a year later, Marsh still has slight pain in her feet from damage done by the rheumatoid arthritis, but her condition is now in remission.
Incredible.
Holy cannabis.
You know, we had been talking to some patients of Tumbleweeds coming in the other day. They were in there looking and getting their cards, and we were talking to them about this exact same thing.
Right.
Is how important it is. And we had one woman who was talking about how she had just had a couple strokes, and she had smoked. She had used cannabis before. She had eaten in brownies, and she had smoked it before. But now that she had the stroke, she always gets headaches now. And so I'm going to do some research on that. And, you know, I know that they say if you're on different kinds of medications, you should not be taking cannabis.
But that worries me because...
Thank you for saying that, because
it worries
cannabis
me.
Actually helps our system work more efficiently.
It regulates the whole system.
The whole system. It works more efficiently. A lot of people come in and say they need less of these harmful pharmaceuticals once they get on cannabis.
What it does is it drags the body down.
The pharmaceutical.
The pharmaceutical drags the body down to a point to where they really do think they think it's helping. And in a way, some pharmaceuticals do help. But over time, with these heavy pain medications, it damages the body.
Yes, it does.
And we have seen signs of that. And I think what we're not telling a lot of people, or the pharmaceuticals are not telling a lot of people, is that everybody, it's the doctors, it's the pharmaceutical company, it's the drug reps, it's them pushing this now harder than before because cannabis is now an option
right.
for some people in this country.
Right. As it should be.
As it should be.
As it should be. But you saw the effects of what the arthritis did to this one lady, you know,
right.
until she started juicing. We're going to check out some. We like to get news information everywhere. We get it from azmarijuana.com. We like to go to High Times. We love our High Times magazine.
We do.
You can get those at Tumbleweed Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Let's see if this works. Got a little commercial here for you. Let's see what happens.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Woo-hoo! What'd you think of that?
Okay.
That's awesome. Wow. And see, the website went cuckoo on me, and it messed up our certifications page, too. But the list here is kind of smashed together. We're going to try and I'll fix it later. We'll fix it in a minute. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, hepatitis C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, a chronic or debilitating disease, or medical condition, or if the treatment causes something like wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, nausea, seizures, including seizures characteristic of epilepsy, muscle spasms, including those characteristics of multiple sclerosis. We've seen Parkinson's patients come in. We've seen all sorts of patients come in to get certified for their card. So we apologize for the electronic. I want a moonful.
With the blue moon on immense change.
Well, yeah. Well, it changed it. Not for the better, but we'll fix it later.
Tumbleweeds have some of the lowest prices in town, right?
And if they don't, they will beat them. But yes, Tumbleweeds does, so you can check them out.
That is really good to know.
Yeah, it is. The state fee is always $150. If you're on food stamps and you can show it with either having your card with the name imprinted on it, you know, like you see in a credit card, or you can bring your award letter in that has your name on it that says food stamps on there, or SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is what that stands for. Then your state fee is only $75. First-time doctor fee is $85. Renewals are $65. If you don't have current records or if you don't have any records, come on in, and we'll see if you qualify for an evaluation, which is just $50, and you can come back and get certified the next day. And unlike a lot of places, we do process your paperwork for an additional $35. We take your picture, we upload, download, and all that paperwork over to the state and make sure it's done correctly. You can do it yourself if you want. It's not rocket science, but it's nice having a guarantee that it's going to get done properly, which is what Tumbleweeds Health Center does. At 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103.
We're in the back.
We're in the back. Yeah, there they go. All right. Well, my Facebook page is not even loading. What was that picture you had up there?
So I was surfing around the other day, and I came across the page. It's Cannabis Hemp Marijuana page, but it's like Truth, Justice, and Wisdom.
Oh.
And it's from this guy's page, and he actually shows why you think cannabis is illegal, and it shows a whole bunch of pictures of
propaganda.
All the propaganda that was going on during that time.
Reaper Madness.
And what was actually put into our
the
generations before
harvest.
Us. Yeah.
Marijuana girl.
She's seductive.
Now, if anyone ever thinks about how,
with an H.
through time, you know, we were taught, we all had drug classes in
we did.
School.
We were all told.
You never get to go to the drug classes in high school?
No, I wasn't there. You don't know what dare is?
Oh, dare.
Oh, dare. I thought you said
I wasn't there.
I
thought you said
that.
I was like,
that
Dare.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
We were all in Dare.
Oh, man.
I remember Dare.
I remember that.
And that was one of the ones that was, you know, it was scary. It was kind of a scary thing when you heard some of the things that they were telling you.
Oh, it was
so
scary.
I mean, through time, we've been kind of conditioned
and
told about all these different things on why.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Yes. It's going to be delicious.
Oh, that's going to be fun to read.
So this, it says, the modern uses for cannabis... building materials, paper, industrial textiles, consumer textiles, fibers, personal hygiene, food, seed cakes for animals, agricultural benefits. Everything that this plant does, you can see what companies would benefit or not benefit depending on how... It's pretty interesting.
Oh,
so we actually have this on the page where
it's
you
on
can
Facebook.
Actually
you
it's
can
on
load
Facebook,
up.
But you can see the competition.
Yeah, is
and
outstanding.
You can see some of these large corporations.
Oh, ExxonMobil. Holy cow, look at all these. BP, Chevron, all these guys that you know.
Yeah,
they would all benefit.
L'Oreal.
They would all benefit drastically.
L'Oreal.
It's cannabis competition.
Nestle, no.
It's their competition. So if cannabis was made, these places would have to change their model.
Everything would have
not,
it would affect look, all of these places
this,
would be
look,
affected.
This is the only spot that would not be affected right here.
No,
it's right there.
Animal
all
feed,
these
all these different...
Look at that. Oh, oops.
Oh, touch screen. We're all touching the screen. It's getting very exciting over here in the studio.
Sorry.
Follow truth, justice, and wisdom. We're getting ready to read getting the most out of your medical marijuana with coconut oil, though. That's really
cool.
Oh, my
God, I love coconut oil.
I know. We're going to make a whole batch of... we're going to take our
stems
and do a coconut oil extraction.
I mean, it's good for everything.
I think
you
setting...
I cook with...
And what we're going to be doing, folks, is we're actually going to be using some parts and pieces of a plant.
You know what else is good for everything?
My house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
All right. Welcome back to Weekday Wednesday.
Yeah.
So the list, that was actually a commercial we were going to put on TV. So when it says if you qualify from one of these medical conditions, we're just going to have to tell you afterwards what they are because it doesn't really show you. You kind of can't see it, although I think we have permission to put it up on Facebook.
You kind of can't see it.
Kind of can't see it. Woo-woo. PTSD.
Sorry.
Chronic
sorry.
Pain.
Oh.
MS.
Yeah.
ALS, HIV, AIDS. Wasting syndrome, Crohn's. Arthritis, fibromyalgia, migraines, things like that. Come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. It's a great place to come and get educated. It's a cozy place. A lot of people, they write reviews and they say, I was so scared to go in there. I had no idea what it was going to be like, and I was afraid, you know, I was going to be judged. And the minute they walk in, they feel welcome. They feel less afraid, less scared, and they leave feeling a little more confident, and they have a nice little knowledge base of cannabis and a little bit of history. And right now, everybody, oh, that smells good. Everybody should rush down to Tumbleweeds Health Center.
Come on down.
5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back, and come sign the petition to legalize.
Very nice.
Cannabis. You're going to get 12 plants. You're going to get the right to keep all the cannabis from your 12 plants at your house without feeling like you're going to get in trouble for it.
Even if you're not
going to
be a card holder
and
you want to be an advocate for someone who is in your family, come on down. That's also, we would also love to have you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the advocates of the family, you know, you have a person that's living in the home and that you know is a card holder and you know is using it for their qualifying illness.
Yep.
And you just want to advocate for them, you know. Come on down, sign the petition.
Yeah.
Tell your friends. You have other people that are, you know, interested in helping with this movement. We do need a lot of signatures for this to go through.
But I think we can do it.
I definitely know we can do it.
Yeah, we can totally do it. Just come down and check it out, read it, and whatever county you're from, we can get a ballot. You can sign it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be from Pima County to come in and sign the ballot. We've got plenty of them down here. So check it out and come on down. What is today? August 5th? Let's look at the calendar and see what's happening, because second Saturday of the month, we need, which is coming up, we have AZ for Normals meeting. And I believe that is actually down on 4th Avenue at the 420 Social Club.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the address. But I think it's at like 4th and 6th.
Yeah, it's 4th and 6th. It's like right there. I know La Indita is across the street.
All right.
There's a new restaurant, Coyote Wore Sideburns, right around that area.
Yeah.
But we will get that.
So
address.
Check that out. You know what? I'm going to be working. But we'll get somebody down there from Tumbleweed to check out that meeting. But you should go check it out. They usually have a guest speaker. President John Gettle is very, very educated and informative about what's going on in this state and around the world. But he knows politically what's happening. And, you can go on Facebook and see the 420 Social Club. They should have an About section right there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's an address right there for us. It should have an address. There's a little map, and it's located, I was right, 6 and 6. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We are a social club in Tucson, Arizona, that is specifically for medical marijuana patients. We are a safe place to medicate and socialize with other patients. So check it out. They've got the ballots down there as well. We've got them at Tumbleweed Health Center. And it's very important to get politically involved and show your support.
It really is.
Sure.
I think getting out there and knowing what's going on, you know, listening to Weed Day Wednesday every Wednesday.
Yes.
It's always important.
If you can, and if you can't, there's podcast. You can listen to our podcast. We're still trying to get them on the iTunes. Don't worry, Bestie, it's happening.
Oh, okay.
Okay, getting the most out of your medical marijuana with coconut oil. All right, here's a nice little article.
Ooh, very nice.
For thousands and thousands of years, let me repeat that. For thousands and thousands of years, the human race has used cannabis plant to treat everything from menstrual cramps to leprosy. In 2900 BC, the Chinese emperor Fu Xi said the plant possessed both yin and yang. Ancient Egyptians used marijuana to treat glaucoma and inflammation. In Greece, they used it for earaches and swelling. Early American settlers used marijuana to treat depression, which they had plenty of. And in 1850, this ancient plant was added to the U.S. pharmacopoeia and was known to successfully treat neuralgia, tetanus, typhus, cholera, rabies, dysentery, alcoholism, opiate addiction, anthrax, leprosy, incontinence, gout, convulsive disorders, tonsillitis, insanity, excessive menstrual bleeding, and uterine bleeding, among others.
Wow.
1850, it was added to the U.S. pharmacopoeia. Veterinarians used it big time for animals because you're not going to kill them. It's going to make them sleep for a while.
So you think how well this medicine did in the pharmacopoeia back then,
mm-hmm.
and what strength it was and what we knew about it then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you compare the things that we know now, you know, which are incredible.
And they were just going, well, I'm sure they had some scientific evidence too, but it's a lot anecdotal. They were going on what their patients and everyone was experiencing from this, you know.
Exactly.
It was a natural, non-toxic plant among other plants that they were using back then because that's what they had.
Right.
Before the pills came out, they had plants. Plants then pills.
Well, you know.
I love it.
You know, using it with the coconut oil is a really great fat, and it's a organic fat. Found in the coconut. But has so many benefits just on its own. So infusing it in with the medical cannabis is really just the way to go.
Over the years, humans have devised many, many ways to ingest marijuana. Some people like to smoke it. Others like to eat it by infusing it into food. Still others make a highly concentrated paste-like substance that is so potent that a patient need ingest only a minuscule amount of it in order to medicate. But one of the easiest, safest, and healthiest ways to consume medical marijuana is by infusing it into coconut oil. So here are some of the many health benefits of the coconut oil that you're infusing your cannabis in. And this is the most awesome thing about this plant. You can use the entire plant. I have been saving sticks and stems from plants of mine that I've grown, and I'm excited to make that into a nice balm that will help my muscle aches and pains, and that I can share with friends to do so as well. So, one of the fastest growing trends among the healthy eating crowd nowadays is coconut oil, and for good reason. The health benefits of coconut oil are many and include hair care, skin care, stress relief, cholesterol level maintenance, weight loss, boosted immune system, proper digestion, and regulated metabolism. That's a good one. People mess their metabolisms up quite a bit, playing with diets and doing all sorts of things.
And it's so easy to do. You can just be knocked off for just a little bit. Different pH balance in your body, being alkaline, can be just the pH balance of your body is really important, and it can get knocked off very easily.
Yep. It says the benefits of coconut oil can be attributed to the presence of lauric acid, capric acid, and caprylic acid, and their respective properties such as antimicrobial, antioxidant, antifungal, antibacterial, and soothing qualities. Because coconut oil has become so popular, it can be found in nearly any grocery store or big box supply store nowadays. If you prefer to order coconut online, you can pick some up almost anywhere. Type it into Google. Almost anywhere. That's a definite maybe. Methods of infusing coconut oil with marijuana. Though there are several different ways to infuse marijuana into coconut oil, the end result, when done properly, is cannabinoid-packed medicine that can be incorporated into just about any type of food, swallowed in easy-to-make capsules, stirred into a warm beverage. Ooh, chai tea. Ooh, that's my new favorite thing these days.
Oh, really?
I'm loving chai tea. Very nice. Calming. So it's, for me, I don't know why, chai tea is very calming. Maybe
it's the warmness. The cardamom warms your belly.
Yeah, I know.
I've never been able to do warm tea.
Oh, so good.
So good. Try another one. It's called the turmeric almond milk tea.
Whoa. That's a little...
No,
that's for my Minnesota friend.
Yeah.
That's right.
It takes that rheumatoid arthritis and it throws it in
the
garbage.
That's the DP. That's right. As you go. All right. So there are two methods that we will focus on for infusing coconut oil with marijuana. In a crock pot, which is how the majority of people do it, and in a device designed specifically for creating infused oils called such as something called the magic butter machine.
I want you to go in a Julia Child accent.
And you can also go to Target and pick up a mocha maker. How's that?
That's good.
Pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, but you can
a
go to Target.
A mocha maker.
You can get them anywhere from 20 to 40. You can get the nice Italian one for $45. And it's basically you put a little bit of butter at the bottom, your weed, and some oil, and you stick it on the stove, and it pushes all your butter through, infused butter through the top, and shazam, you got your
voila.
Voila. Voila.
You know, I found an old coffee percolator at the thrift store. So if you are...
Ooh, see? Yes.
If you are a bargain shopper, you know you don't want to spend the $40.
Just came up with something.
Okay.
Forget the French press. We got the hemp press.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cute, the hemp press.
Trademark by Bellstar.
That's right. Bam.
You have to add that in every time.
Don't even. Yes, thank you. I like that. I know. They just don't stop coming. All right. So you can do the crock pot or the little the Italian mocha maker.
Right. Well, the crock pot, I think if you were saying a big box press,
yeah.
It would be what you're doing.
Yeah. The crock pot's super easy. You can get those anywhere, too.
Yeah.
Thrift shop.
Really? I mean, they're pretty popular, so try to get, keep an eye out.
Here's an option. It's called decarboxylation. Before infusing your oil, you will probably want to decarboxylate your medical marijuana by essentially roasting it in the oven at a very low temperature. Decarboxylation is the chemical reaction that releases carbon dioxide, CO2, and converts the non-psychoactive THCA into THC, which is the main chemical in marijuana that produces a high. If your goal, however, is to avoid as much of the euphoria that typically comes with ingesting marijuana as possible, then feel free to skip this step. There you go.
Wow.
All right, we can do a half and half. We can do some for balms and some for and enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and then if you want to decarboxylate your marijuana, you preheat your oven to 240, break up your material buds or trim. Don't grind it, though. Place it on a cookie sheet or a shallow baking pan, cover it with aluminum foil, and stick it in the oven for an hour.
How easy.
There you go.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. How much marijuana do you use? Well, that's a good question. The question as to how much, what strain, and what form, trim, or bud to use will be a personal preference. So those with higher tolerance for marijuana will probably prefer a stronger sativa and probably prefer to use actual buds in there. But I find it hard to throw my butt into a boiling pot of something.
Ah! Ah!
Yeah, I can't do it.
You can't do that.
I can't do it.
So
I
mean,
light on fire.
But this is what we're talking about: is using the whole plant. You know, we're talking about
using the entire plant,
saving all your trim, saving
fantastic.
All your leaves, saving all your stems, roots.
Yep, everything.
Your soil. You could recycle your soil.
Yep, we do that
so much.
We recycle every part of what we do. That's absolutely correct. Yeah. From the soil, if a plant becomes male, we use that too.
Mm-hmm.
We use everything. It's one of the neatest things I've ever been involved with, really, to watch it from seed to finish and then to actually use, you know, the whole entire plant afterwards is really remarkable. Yeah. All right. So then it goes into talking about, here we go, crock pot method. Things you can also add. So if you want to do the crock pot method, you get a cup of organic coconut oil, and they talk about using sunflower lecithin. You can use a tablespoon of that. And you set the crock pot on low. And some of them just come, you know, with preset buttons already. You get a low, medium, high, or whatever. So just stick it on the lowest one. And then it says stir in 14 grams of dried marijuana or marijuana flower and trim. If using trim only, 21 to 28 grams. And that's an ounce. It's not very much. It's not very much. So, and then cover and stir every 30 to 45 minutes. It says simmer for 2 to 3 hours, turn off, and let cool. Once cool, strain through a cheesecloth. That's a different kind of cheesecloth, it looks like.
It looks like a little strainer.
It does look like a little professional strainer sort. Because the cheesecloth, I find, doesn't work. But you know what does? If you buy pantyhose, I'm not even kidding. All right. Are we back in? Okay. It looks like we're back in. Let's see. All right. It looks like we're back on. I don't know if I have to remain on the little headset here, but I'm going to, just in case. So that was odd. All right. Can you hear us now? Now can you hear us? well, that's strange. Let's see. Yes.
I don't know. I wanted to, they took a little test the other day.
What is it? What was the quiz?
Well, do you know
your cannabis strain genetics?
Now, this is
can you give me the test?
Basic, like plant anatomy. So you know, school. It says, which gender can cannabis plant be?
Hmm.
And I'll give you. It says male, female, hermaphrodite, or all of the above.
Okay, wait. It shows a picture. And so, what does it say now?
It says,
hang on. Which gender can cannabis plants be? Oh, which, okay.
Your choice.
Males, all of the above.
Okay.
We're going to put in all male, female, or hermaphrodite.
All
okay.
Right. You got that one.
Next question. Which gender produces large resin-secreting seedless flowers that are trimmed down to round or pointed buds? Female.
All right.
We're going to go, the choices are male, female, hermaphrodite.
Right. Or all of the
above. Right. What are nodes? Nodes are areas that fan leaves extend out of, where the calyx meets the cola, the base of trichomes glands that secrete THC. Wow. Wow. That's a good one. I think that areas of fan leaves.
Good job, though.
Wow. I think that areas of fan leaves extend out of. What's the name of the plant's large outer leaves? Are they thistles, calyxes, fan leaves, or trichomes?
We're going to go family. But we do like trichome. What's the area where female flowers bloom, the bud cycle? Is it the pistil, the cola, the stem, or the trichome? The area where the bud site, the area where the female flowers bloom, the bud site, the area, well, cola. We're gonna go cola.
And it is the cola.
Okay, when growing cannabis, how do you increase the number and size of colas? Topping, low stress training, LST, green of greens, scrog, or all of the above? We'll go all of the above. What's the calyx? The tear-shaped nodules that comprise the flower or the female flower, the leaves that surround the female flower, the large iconic outer leaves, small nodules that support the cola. What is the calyx? We'll go, what do you think, Space King? Calyx. I'm drawing a blank.
I was honestly thinking a complete guess.
The tear-shaped nodules that comprise the female flower.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I think we'll go with that. What do you call the tiny red-orange hairs on the cannabis flowers? Trichome, strands, pistils, or bud bristles? We'll go pistils.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. What's a trichome? Something we like. Translucent mushroom-shaped glands on the leaves, stems, and calyces, small nodes that produce pistils, large iconic outer fan leaves, or the technical name for cannabis flowers.
Yep.
We're going to go for the translucent mushroom-shaped glands on the leaves, stems, and...
And that's the one you get close up.
And did you hear it? They are on the leaves, the stems, and calyces.
Ooh.
Oh, my stems are happy waiting for me to throw them into some...
Yeah, they are, right?
And there, how pretty is that? Which gland contains a lot of trichomes? Is it the calyx, the plastids, the bract, the lipoplast? I think the calyx. Oh, no. Plastids, bract, or lipoplast?
Yep,
we were right with calyx. See my results.
Yep.
How'd we do? Bellstar, Canvas Kid, and Space King, what did we get? Oh, we're going to skip that one. Oh, my gosh. 100%. Woo! Woo! Oh, I don't have my thing. Oh. All right. Well, that's okay.
We did.
Yay! We clap.
So that was a fun little test project that weekly.
Okay,
it's
cool.
A great place that you can get a lot of information, explore strains, find out what cannabis strains work for you. Leafly is at www.leafly.com. That was just a little fun. Which
towards the end of our show, funness. Yeah.
Kind of all riled up.
I know, it was really exciting. Well, go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We apologize for the electronical mix ups in there. Always looking for doctors at Tumbleweed Health Center. We're starting some traveling programs there, which is really nice. People need health calls. There's some patients out there that need health calls, so we want to have some doctors out there that are willing to go make some
really
calls. Yeah, it is. It's
so
important because some people can't, they're bedbound. They really are bedbound. They don't have much time. You know, whatever their situation, we have got to be able to service them as well. Tumbleweed Health Center doesn't have a doctor the 5th, 7th, or 8th. That's Monday, Friday, or Saturday. Sorry, folks. But we are open for processing and great sales on all sorts of great items. Come down and get some hemp oil. Get some
vaporizer.
Buy some vaporizer.
Great,
I should say that. Great new selection of vaporizers. We've got some new ones too. Just come down and check them out.
E-liquid, by Botanical E-liquid.
Yeah.
Everything that they have to offer. Come on down.
Come on down and check it out. And just check out tumbleweedcocenter.com for all the latest information and all the latest and greatest. So we apologize for the technical errors and all that good stuff that we had. I knew tech guy was going to let me have it. Are we on?
He's always
there we go. Once again, I had to do this once again because he's like, you should be teasing me. I'm supposed to be there looking at you funny and laughing at things you have no idea I'm laughing at. I know it. You are still laughing. All right. Thank you for tuning in to Weed Save Wednesday. We love you guys.
Yeah.
And we love that you're here each and every week. Education is so important, and that's why we do this, is to help educate you guys. Come down and sign the petition to legalize cannabis in your wonderful state of Arizona. We love it. 2016.
Thank you so much for AZ Marijuana, Growers House, Cannabis Kids, Safe Team for being here this morning.
Bellstar. Oh, you're rocking everybody's world.
Oh, we try. We try. We've got some great guests coming up, and you can go to the website and check out who's coming on here. But again, we're really sorry for the technical difficulties. As always, remember to
be smart,
be safe, and educate.